Dolores County RE2J School District held a meeting on Monday to discuss the future of the Rico School. As I report elsewhere in the program, it's getting harder and harder for the district to make ends meet. To learn some more detail about what's going on, I spoke with the superintendent of the Dolores County School District, Bruce Hankins, by cell phone to find out more about that meeting and about the future of the school. Bruce Hankins, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Based on the meeting that happened on Monday, what is the future of the Rico School?
Well, the Rico School for several years has been up in the air for us. And I don't want to get too in-depth or take too much time, but it's kind of a budgetary decision mixed with how do we best meet the needs of kids. So, you know, over the past few years, and this isn't just Rico, it's district-wide, our enrollment's been dipping, and state funding is dependent on the number of students attending school. So my job is, number one, you know, kind of look out for the kids, but number two is I'm also responsible for the budget. Ultimately, the school board is responsible, but I'm responsible for the management of the budget. So it's just like a house budget or any other budget that you have to look at revenues and expenses and try to keep it as balanced as possible. And with state funding, as far as the kids go, there's three different levels of funding. So a preschool kid gets funded at about $5,000 per kid. A kindergarten kid, which is half funding for a regular kid, gets about $5,500. And then a student first through 12th gets around $11,000. That's how much we get from the state. So that's how revenues are generated for school, plus any grants or other sources of funding, such as a mill levy override or something like that. But the bulk of the money comes from the state based on per pupil funding.
Okay,
so right now,
Right now, I was going to say there's seven students at the school, and so that's going to influence the amount of funding that the Rico School gets in particular.
Well, exactly, and it's even more complicated than that.
Okay,
I think five of the kids are preschool kids. So preschool program is a different funding formula. So it's funded through the Colorado Preschool Program, CPP, and they allocate a certain number of slots for the district. I think we get 12 per year, and we can allocate them however we need based on the need of kids. And typically we'd allocated a slot or two up at Rico. But this year, knowing that enrollment was down and we needed more revenue up there, we allocated three slots. And that sounds great, but it's only $5,000 per slot. So if there's five kids in preschool, the only money generated are those CPP slots. So five kids with three slots would generate about $15,000, give or take a few hundred.
So the question there, right, is that enough to run a school?
Well, we budget a little over $100,000. That's about $110,000. So that's salaries, maintenance, upkeep, utilities.
And that's money coming from the Dolores County School District.
Right, okay. From the state.
Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, the only money we get is money from the state for each kid. So we take all the kids in the district, multiply it by that amount, and that's the amount we get from the state. So we have five preschool kids. Three of them are funded at $15,000. We have one kindergartner who's funded at $5,500, plus a couple of other kids that are first through third grade. So total funding revenue stream up there from the state is about, I'd say $30,000.
You're making me have to go back to preschool here and remember how to count all this up. And the audio from Hankins' cell phone got especially hard to understand at this part of the interview, so I'm going to paraphrase here. He said the Rico School costs about $110,000 to operate each year, but it only receives $30,000 to $35,000 in funding from the state. That, of course, leads to a large shortfall, which is not sustainable for the district, he says, even if the district does dip into savings. It sounds like you're moving towards saying the school is going to close.
I would say there's a higher probability of the school closing than has been simply because we don't have as much money as we had because of student enrollment district-wide is down.
Let's talk a little bit more about district enrollment being down. What are the factors, just in a few sentences, that have led to that?
Well, I mean, if you look at the economics in Dolores County, I mean, it's a variant, low jobs. And there's just nothing to draw people to Dolores County. And if people want to move to the area, they look more towards Cortez or Durango or places that there's jobs, and there's no jobs.
And paraphrasing again here because the phone got hard to understand, most of the 20 or 30 students who live in Rico already go to Telluride schools, despite the long commute over Lizard Head Pass. And though the Rico school has a few grants to fund music and drama at the school, Telluride schools have many more services, and the district still does have the funding shortfall.
There was talk Monday night about, you know, can we seek other grants from like the Rico Center? I was like, sure, but the bottom line is, you still got to have this budget somewhere balanced. And, you know, they talked about, well, what would look as if they turned it into a charter school. And I said, well, basically with a charter school, we just step away and it's up to you guys to make it work. You get this, you still are funded by per pupil funding. So you're still going to have a budget shortfall because you'll have to pick up all utilities, all the maintenance, all of those things. They talked about, would it be possible to, and these were questions from the audience, would it be possible to start their own school district? And I said, yeah, I don't think the state would go for starting a school district with seven kids. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Right. So pulling back again, like, if it looks like this is going to be an unsustainable operation for the Dolores County School District to operate the Rico School, how many more years, if that, are we talking about?
Well, I mean, there was talk about, you know, what would this year look like? I mean, should we try to sustain it this year, or do we go ahead and try to close it a semester? And I said, no, you know, there's a process that we need to go through and get community input and have a plan, what we're going to do with the kids, what we're going to do with the building. So, you know, it'll run through the spring until the end of the school year. But really what we talked about is, you know, this initial meeting, and I think we had eight people there and only one parent of kids that were in the school, which was a little disheartening. But what we talked about was, you know, get that word out. Let me do a little bit of work with the surrounding school districts and see options, and then come back probably January, February for another meeting. And hopefully make a decision by spring break, which would be the 1st of April, which would give parents and everybody time to really see what was the best option for their kid.
And finally, Hankins did clarify that as superintendent of the district, he only makes recommendations. The final decision to close the Rico School rests on the full Dolores County School Board. He expects that the students who are at the school who would likely have to move to Telluride if the school does close, but many questions remain unanswered.